Welcome to Dragon Football Weekly, presented by Tri-State Communications Sports Network. I'm Tucker Green with Jess Walker of the Pickens Dragons, coming off of a bye week after falling week before last to the Fanning County Rebels in a final score 52-28. That was their second loss in a row to bring their overall record to 1-2 on the season. Certainly not where the Dragons and Coach Myers, who we'll talk to a little later on the show, want to be necessarily, but still better in comparison to where they were at this point a year ago. They do have a win under their belt, and I think things are still looking up. What about you, Jess?
Yeah, there's certainly, I think there is a lot of kind of negativity coming off of the tough loss, not last Friday, but now two Fridays ago after the bye week. But I do think a bright point is that we, you know, we're ahead where we were last year, and last year ended up fine. I don't want to say that it ended up great, but last year ended up okay. That, you know, we had a third place region finish, got a playoff berth. The playoff berth was against a much tougher opponent that we just didn't really stand up against. But I think there is a little bit of panic, especially from what I'm hearing in, you know, from surrounding fans, stuff like that, I think is maybe not quite warranted. I think so far the 2023 season has went better than the 2022, despite a tough loss last week, or I keep wanting to say last week, a tough loss 2 weeks ago, and then also, you know, had the nail biter with North Murray. But still 1-2 on the season, where at this point last year we're 0-3, and we've got our final non-region contest of the year coming up this Friday with an opportunity to even ourselves up at 500.
Yeah, we talk about we're going to recap that game against Fannin from 2 weeks ago. Really was a tough loss, but also got to give credit to Fannin. We'll get into that a little further on, but they are clearly a well-coached and a very good football team. We saw it last year, and I think if anything, they may be even better this year. Also, one of the things I think you're going to break down a little closer was the similarities in these games 2 years in a row, back-to-back. But really what started, I think, the tough loss two Fridays ago for the Dragons was they got down early, big. What are your thoughts, Jess?
Got down early, big, and quickly for the amount of points that it was. Really struggled in the first quarter, but the game was still not out of hand in the first quarter. Dragons open up with a three and out and then a bad punt, which leads to a quick touchdown by Fannin. After another three and out, much better punt and field position following that one, Fannin ended a long drive and a field goal. So you only have 10-0 at the end of the first quarter. Where it really came unraveled was in the second. Pickens leads the second quarter with a pick. Now, it wasn't, if you recall, we talked about on air that it almost functioned as like a punt. It was a third and long. Striker threw a deep ball, got picked off. So field position was still in favor of the Dragons, but Fannin answered with a long touchdown drive, followed by a second touchdown drive in the second quarter to make it 24-0. And then they came out, they had us on our heels. Coach Cheatham of Fannin County recognized that. He comes out with the onside kick. Fannin makes it 31-0 with about 5 minutes left in the second half. And when you reach that point, the game is all but over at that point. And you're just trying to pick up, you know, some positivity to carry with you. And I think they did that to an extent. The Dragons did put one touchdown up on the board to make it 7-31 at the half. Halftime comes and goes. Dragons come out with an onside kick of their own, which they recovered and make it 14-31. And then the game was just kind of back and forth from there. Not really anything to take away of note. The game was so out of hand at that point. Finishes up 52-28 Fannin. So, you know, you can see from there that after that 31-0 deficit, the game played fairly even, and you made the nod to the game last year and how similar they were. I did not realize how similar they were until I kind of got in to looking back at last year's matchup and looking at some of my notes from it. Last year, Fannin actually led, let's see here, I had it jotted down. They actually led 35-0 at the half, where this year is 31-7, and the game finished up 38-12. So both years, they have came out very, very strong, and then we kind of, you know, got our feet under us and played with them for the rest of the matchup. Now, you know, teams play differently when they get a big lead, maybe start getting some extra guys, some playing time, stuff like that. So it's not necessarily fair to say that we played with them from that point, but each year has been very similar where Fannin jumps out on us from the get-go and then we're stuck playing catch-up.
Yeah, and that was really the kind of the tail of the game 2 weeks ago for sure. One similarity we saw also compared, it reminded me of the North Murray game earlier in the season, was for Fannin really a two-man show. I mean, they're a good football team, extremely well coached, and it shows on the field. But they had two standout players in Lawson Sullivan and Carson Callahan. Tell me about those young men, but also just, I think we had some positive takeaways as well from some of our young guys on the Pickens side.
Yeah, Sullivan, the quarterback, and Callahan, the running back, definitely are the cogs to the machine for Fannin. They accounted, or at least had a hand in all seven of the touchdowns Fannin scored. Sullivan being the quarterback, so he threw for a couple, ran for a few more. Callahan had several rushing touchdowns of his own. So those guys, while they are a well-rounded team, they're definitely the two main pieces on the offensive end. That both of them played a great game. Lawson Sullivan showed us a little bit more with his arm than we were expecting as well, having a couple of passing TDs where Fannin's really more of a run-heavy team. As far as the Dragons go, I thought Hayden Jones for the third game this season stood out. He comes in on what you have named more so the funky formation, which is a spread out fourth down formation. They use it almost exclusively on fourth down. Jones has receivers to both sides as well as blockers, linemen lining up on the outside. He is to identify his matchups, and he also has the option to punt out of that in a short pooch kick out of the shotgun formation. Two Fridays ago, he was 6 for 6 out of that formation in converting. I guess by the stats, he was technically 5 for 5, but he did draw Fannin offside, which resulted in a first down on another one of those fourth downs, and added a touchdown pass on one of them as well to Landon Poole, 25-yard touchdown pass. So Hayden Jones continues to have a good season early on, mostly as a receiver. We've seen him take snaps. Sam Stryker was in and out of the game with a couple of, I don't really want to call him injuries. He got kind of banged up a couple times. So Hayden took some snaps as quarterback in a standard role, but he's had one of the brighter seasons so far for the Dragons. Sam Stryker in his own right chipped in for a couple of touchdown passes as well against Fannin. So those two guys having a bigger game and what was, can be lost in the fact that it was such a big gap between the two teams early on.
Yeah, I thought there was definitely, like I said, some bright spots from some of those young guys that should be encouragement to Dragon fans as their careers continue. One thing also, I think probably in my opinion was timely, was the bye week for the Dragons. We're going to ask Coach Myers himself if he prefers that or not, if he was looking to this bye week and how he utilizes that week he had that he's coming off of to kind of bring things back into perspective and fix the areas that they needed to improve on after those two losses. But what are your thoughts kind of quickly on some areas the Dragons needed to focus in on this past week, especially probably on the defensive side of the ball?
Yeah, defense has been the weak spot thus far in the loss against North Murray. We put up a ton of points, also gave up a ton of points, which was similarly said last year against North Murray. I think that we and North Murray actually play very similar styles of football. They're maybe just a touch more athletic and maybe just a tad bit more talented than us, but that's shown both years. Both of those games, high-scoring affairs, put up a lot of points, where Fannin is such a much different style than we're used to playing and against ourselves in practice, I think, too. They were more physical than us, won the battle of the trenches, and that's kind of something that you don't just flip over for a week in practice. There are adjustments you can make to kind of combat that sort of thing, but I do think that they've just got the edge on us, and you know, it's a good thing. You know, we don't have to worry about them as far as region play. I think that this week with Christian Heritage, which we'll get into that at the end of the show in a little bit with Coach Myers as well, but I think they've got a good opportunity to turn things around, come off of this bye week, finish the non-region 2-2, a win better than last season, and we'll be looking forward to the next couple months of region play.
Yeah, absolutely. Great points, and I can't wait to talk on the other side of this break with Coach Myers, see how they utilize this bye week and how they're going to focus their attention to Christian Heritage. As we've talked about before, I think most coaches' philosophy is week by week, you got to get past that Fannin loss. You got to get past that North Murray loss. You also got to get past that Sonorable win. You got to look at the opponent head on week by week. I think we might hear some of that from Coach Myers, but we're going to dive in deep with him on the other side of this break about where exactly this Pickens football team is and what the fans can expect as we move throughout the season. Later on, we'll have a little more insight into the first road game for the Dragons of the season when they take on Christian Heritage this Friday night. Of course, we'll have coverage of that beginning with the Northside pregame show at 7 and then kickoff at 7:30. Don't go anywhere. We appreciate you listening to this podcast wherever you get your podcast, simply by searching Dragon Football Weekly. We'll be right back.
With Northside Hospital, you can look forward to new beginnings, look ahead to comeback seasons, and look up for hope and strength. Northside welcomes you into our community of care, guided by one clear direction, a mission to heal. Led by our expertise in maternity, heart, cancer, orthopedics, and more, you can move into tomorrow with confidence. For a healthier future together, look to Northside Hospital.
Feed all the hungry people in your family at Culver's of Jasper. Their signature butter burgers are fresh, never frozen, and the frozen custard is the perfect treat. Culver's of Jasper is locally owned and operated by local people who care about our community. Their passion for fresh food is as strong as their love for the community. They're proud of where they're located and how their local roots have made them who they are. Get fresh food now at Culver's of Jasper, just in front of Walmart.
Finding the right home for your family is important. The journey can be time-consuming and difficult. You want the right size, the perfect location, and great internet. ETC makes it easy to see what internet services you can get for your future or current home. Visit etcfiber.com, enter your address, and get an overview of all available services with pricing. No more internet surprises. Check before you buy. Make sure your home is right for you with ETC Ignite Internet, offering speeds up to 2.5 gigs. Call 844-708-5288 or visit etcfiber.com.
Back now on Dragon Football Weekly, we're excited, as always, to be joined by the head Dragon himself, Grant Myers. Coach, we appreciate you coming on the show.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Now, Coach, no secret that it was a tough loss two Fridays ago against a very good Fannin football team at home, and two losses in a row now, overall record at 1-2. Give us your thoughts, your takeaways from that game against Fannin in particular. Where you think y'all came up short, and how you build off of that?
Ultimately, we started really slow in all three phases of the football game. You know, you look at it, we put ourselves in a serious hole that we had to try and dig ourselves out of and fight out of. You know, getting down 31-0. We didn't start our first offensive series. You know, we were not very efficient, and we followed it up by, you know, having a poor punt, punt the ball back to Fannin, and then they immediately went in and on a four-play drive and scored right there. So we started out extremely slow. That's something that we're going to have to work on correcting and being more efficient. So I think that that really played a role in how things kind of started rolling downhill for us in a hurry. The biggest thing is, and we talked to our guys about this, is not pressing. Like, it's a 48-minute football game, and for about the first 20 minutes, we played as poorly as we could have played. And then when we loosened up a little bit, those last 28 minutes, we played a lot better, and we played much more efficiently as a football team. We've got to be able to not tense up and get so frantic and feel like we've got to go make every play. Let the plays come to us. Just do your job and be consistent in how you go about your business, if that makes sense.
It does, no doubt. I know your focus is on Pickens. I am curious, though, with us not playing Fannin in about a decade and having the back-to-back years now, both games kind of being a loss for us, do you have any thoughts on that Fannin program and what they're doing up there?
I think Chad does a really good job. He has one thing that I will definitely say, he has a very good pulse for those kids and his program. You know, you look at the really bad Union loss they had. Well, they were able to rally back after that and come out and beat two of their other rivals, you know, convincingly, in us and Gilmer. So I think that staff has a very good pulse of their program, and in terms of what buttons to push when, you know, I can't do anything but tip my hat to them, because, you know, they came out and executed, and their kids were ready to go from the first minute. And that is very much why the result of the game was what it was.
Hey, Coach, I'm going to shift gears a little bit here to the bye week. Coming off of a loss like that, would you prefer to get back out there the very following Friday, or do you like to have the bye week to digest and diagnose that sort of thing and readjust?
I mean, nobody wants to have the taste that we've had in our mouth, you know, where you lose to North Murray the way that we did, where we felt like, you know, we had some opportunities to win the game and then we didn't take advantage of them. And then, you know, we got whipped by fans. So nobody wants to have that bad taste in their mouth. But with that being said, we can't control the fact that that's when the bye week fell. So we used last week very much as we're going to reflect and identify on us. Like, we did not install much Christian heritage whatsoever. We focused on Pickens, and we focused on, why are we sitting at 1-2 right now? What are some things that we could have done differently that would make us 2-1 or 3-0 at this point? And how are we going to continue to improve on these things moving forward? You know, Christian heritage, that prep and everything started over the weekend for the coaches, but the bye week we utilized as a time for us to improve on us.
And that kind of somewhat answers my next question to an extent. How, just in general, do bye week practice habits, practice schedule, how does that differ from a game week when you've got Friday off?
So, I mean, I'll just give you our practice schedule last week. So because we were off, you know, this past Friday, Labor Day was Monday, so gave the players off, gave the coaches off. We come in Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and we really just work on us. We work on, all right, you know, it's obvious we have to get better in certain capacities defensively. So we really tried to, you know, target and improve those in how we structured our practice. Another thing that we focused on was we wanted to do some more best on best, trying to go ones on ones and create some competition during practice. So we did that. And then with having Friday off, you know, the players got the day off. So that's kind of how it shifts now, as far as, okay, we have another bye week coming up in 2 weeks. I think my approach will be different based on what the result of the previous Friday is, and also who the upcoming opponent is. All those factors kind of go into the structuring of it all. But, you know, ultimately, because of where we were at this past week, and what we really felt like we needed to do and focus on to make us a better football team, is why we had the approach of, we're just going to worry about improving us, and we will take care of Christian heritage when it's time to take care of Christian heritage.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, Coach, and we appreciate you painting that picture for us of kind of what bye weeks look like for the fans, for sure. You tipped your hat to Christian heritage, which I know y'all are focused in on now. And we're going to take a quick break, check in with our sponsors. On the other side, we want to pick your brain on what to expect out of that team, the first road game coming up this Friday for the Dragons. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Piedmont Mountainside Hospital has been a leader of quality medical care in Georgia with 16 consecutive A Hospital Safety Grades Leapfrog Group and consistently ranking in the top 5 Atlanta hospitals in patient excellence. Piedmont offers a wide range of services and specialties, including imaging, cardiac rehabilitation, and general surgery to meet the acute and long-term needs of the community. In addition, Piedmont Mountainside offers 24-hour emergency and intensive care in Jasper and in LJ. Choose Piedmont Mountainside. Real change lives here.
The word community means everything to the people of Community Bank of Pickens County. Community is much more than a name to the owners and staff. They're proud to be the area's only locally owned and operated bank and have a staff that lives in our area. They've continued to offer in-person service at both of their full-service locations while also offering you the latest online banking technology. Community Bank of Pickens County, saying go Dragons during this football season. Member FDIC.
My dad has always told me, if you want something done right, sometimes that means you just have to do it yourself.
That's right. Dan Jape here with my son, Daniel, excited to share that we're doing it right again.
Introducing Jape Services.
We're the same family that has served Atlanta with reliable heating, cooling, and plumbing services for over 5 decades.
Our professionals at Jape Services are licensed, insured, and ready to assist.
And we're doing it right.
Visit japeservices.com.
From our family
to yours,
japeservices.com.
The Pickens County Recycling Centers are open to serve all residents of Pickens County. They offer free paper shredding and free collections of typical recyclable items such as glass, cardboard, and newspaper. You can also recycle large items such as appliances and mattresses for a small fee. The main recycling center is located at 390 Appalachian Court off the 515, or visit the east side location on Cove Road in Marble Hill. The goal of the Pickens County Recycling Center is to reduce waste to our landfills.
Welcome back to Dragon Football Weekly, presented by Tri-State Communications Sports Network. Still here with head Dragon coach Grant Myers. Coach, you team going on the road for the first time this season, Friday night, making the road trip up to Dalton, Georgia to take on Christian Heritage and round out non-region play. Tell us what fans can expect about this trip and how things maybe differ between a home and away game.
Well, the first thing we're going to have to make sure we do is, you know, the kids have to kind of be mentally ready to be in an unfamiliar environment, you know, like we were in against Pepperell. You know, the staff had been there before, but no one on this roster had been to an away game at Pepperell High School. So, you know, different dressing room, different, you know, What's it look like in terms of how long does it take you to get from the locker room to the field? How does that structure your pregame? Some of those things. But ultimately, our kids know that we're going to have to get on the bus. We're going to have to drive an hour away. We're going to have to get off. We're going to have to be somewhere different. And none of that really matters because nobody gets any more points or less points at the start of the game for that. They know that we have to go out and we have to execute, that we've really got to focus on making sure that we – play within ourselves, that we don't press, and that we take advantage of opportunities as they come to us. So with this being the first, you know, true road game, I think we'll see, you know, the maturation process of some of our kids, you know, because it's like this, you know, say, well, we're playing, you know, some sophomores and first year. Well, at this point, these kids are not just sophomores or first year starters as juniors. Like, you've got 3 varsity games as well as a scrimmage under your belt. You're almost at the midpoint of your season now. So some of those things kind of need to be pushed aside and we continue to get better.
Yeah, I think it will be a little bit of an advantage under our belts to this season where it was road to start.
Yeah.
You kind of eased in at home before you take that first road trip. A little more specific to Christian Heritage. No, we picked up the win in a tight one last year, but from what I can tell, we might be expecting, you know, they've got a new coach in and a very experienced coach. Well, I'll let you detail that. And then me and Tucker are going to detail a little about it, of it on our own as well, but picked up the win last year in a tight one, but I'm guessing we might see quite a bit of differences from their program this year.
You know, yeah, there are some things they're doing differently. Obviously, you know, anytime there's a change in staff at the top, you're going to see different philosophies. Frank Barden is a really, really good coach. You know, he's won over 200 games. You know, he's won state championship just a year ago. He was in the semifinals. So we know that they're going to be a well-coached football team. You know, he got there late. You know, I want to say he was hired in May. So the implementation of his process and his foundations and everything from a program standpoint that he wants to do is happening, you know, more so during the season rather than during an off season like it would typically. But we know that they are going to come and, you know, give us their best shot because, you know, they're struggling a little bit right now, but we also have lost our last two games. So with that being the case, I fully expect them to come out and go guns blazing and try and, you know, throw the haymaker at us. You know, they have some talented players, some kids that had a little success against us last year. But again, ultimately, if we do what we're capable of and we do the things that we're supposed to, a lot of this will all kind of manifest itself. We need to worry about being the best version of Pickens. And if we can do that on a consistent basis, the opponent is not as much of a factor than it is if we are inconsistent with our execution.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's, you know, wise words for where y'all are at as a team and what y'all's focus is going to be coming in Friday night. I know you're ready to get this team back to 500, and we're looking for a win Friday night on the road. We'll of course have coverage as we always do, and we just appreciate your time this week and wish you good luck Friday night.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate that. I appreciate you providing this platform and the coverage of our team. And, you know, we're excited to get back out there. We've made some adjustments, and we're ready to see how those things transpire and put a better, you know, product out on the field than we have the last couple of weeks.
Absolutely. Fans are looking forward to it, I'm sure, and we'll see what the team looks like come Friday night.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you, Coach. Everybody stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Pueblo Cantina is Jasper's best Mexican restaurant. Local folks know they use only fresh ingredients and serve a wide variety of freshly made dishes. Restaurants come and go, but Pueblo Cantina has been open since 1997. Lunch or dinner, 7 days a week. Come to Jasper's best Mexican restaurant, Pueblo Cantina, 25 Luke Carver Drive at 53 and 515 Jasper. Go Dragons!
In sports, every point counts, and at Alpha Insurance, they know when it comes to your budget, every dollar counts. That's why they work hard to get you the lowest rates and best discounts available. Plus, every Alpha policy comes with personal service from their hometown team. Call Alpha to start saving today. In Jasper, call Alpha agent Bill Lawrence at 706-692-2436 or stop by their office at 744 Noah Drive. Score savings with Alpha Insurance.
J.L. Weaver Law Firm of Jasper is proud to be part of the Pickens County community. They're behind the Dragons all the way and want to congratulate all the players, cheerleaders, and band members who've put in countless hours of work for this season. The J.L. Weaver Law Firm specializes in criminal defense, DUI, personal injury, and family law. 57 Southeast Street, Jasper. Call 706-253-1001. J.L. Weaver Law Firm.
Dragon fans are looking ahead to the next regular season competition Friday night on the road, as we noted, when the Dragons travel to Dalton to take on Christian Heritage, a team we defeated last year in a very tight matchup. The Christian Heritage is under the direction of a new head coach this year, though, with some changes kind of around North Georgia. Frank Barden, longtime name in GHSA football, former head coach of Cartersville, won a state championship there. Also had a short stint at Pickens back in the mid-90s. He has been named the new head coach for Christian Heritage, replacing Jay Pogue, who went to join his brother's team at North Murray, a team we played a few weeks ago. So some changes there for Christian Heritage. They're 0-3 on the year, we know that. But what can we expect Friday night on this road trip, Jess?
Yeah, I think it is definitely headlined, as we just headlined it, as by the big name that they brought in at head coach. Now, Coach Myers brought up an interesting perspective on the timeline of his hire that I didn't have and didn't think about how he was kind of brought in late in terms of education hiring cycle and things like that. He thought he was hired around May, so not a great deal of time for him to implement his processes. And of course, those things, you know, sometimes for that type of thing to take effect, it could take a year, 2 years, 3 years for you to really see results. So will his presence on the sideline play a factor? Probably. Will it maybe not play as much of a factor as you might think? That's also a possibility. Like you said, they've had a tough season to start out. They're 0-3. They've lost by a combined 84 points as well, so these haven't necessarily been tight losses. That's average of around 28 points a game, or exactly 28 points a game. So they've had a rough go of it so far. Now, I do believe that they're playing tougher competition. One of the games, North Cobb Christian, they're talented. They'd have played Temple and Darlington as well. So some maybe tougher competition than Christian Heritage is used to facing. And you know, that could pay dividends this week. If they've been tested early on, they could have seen some things, been exposed to some systems that you know, could give them a better advantage against us. So we don't want to take their early season results too much into account. But I do believe it's a good opportunity for the Dragons to pick up their second win of the season. You know, picked up a win in a tight one at home last year. Got to take that into account. But certainly, I think good opportunity for the Dragons to even the record up at 2-2 and build some confidence going in to the region schedule.
Now, all of our focus so far has been on the coaching aspect for Christian Heritage, and rightfully so. No doubt about it, Frank Barden is a Hall of Fame caliber coach, and that's a big shakeup for them and for North Georgia and some of these teams they're placing. I think, again, it also speaks, as we've talked about, that we're probably not going to see the same team we saw in the past. They're going to look a little different. Style's going to be a little different. What do we know, though, about players? Is there anybody to watch, any key aspects of the game that you can expect from this team that we maybe didn't see last year?
Well, I'm actually going to highlight one that we did see last year, and he's going to be the lone player that I highlight today. We'll save a little bit more of that, both for me to do some additional research and just for your tuning in and listening enjoyment on Friday and during the pregame show. But the one guy that I want to highlight in the show today is Carter Triplett. He is their quarterback. He actually started as a sophomore last year, so he will be a player that we have seen before. He's dual threat, like most quarterbacks are today. We faced a few good quarterbacks all year long. Jackson Pate from Sonorville, he was obviously very talented. Skylar Williams, a huge arm and a lot of athletic ability as well for North Murray. Don't want to shy away from Lawson Sullivan either. He had put a good game together two Fridays ago in our game against Fannin. So we've seen good quarterbacks. I think Carter Triplett has an opportunity to be as good as any of the three that we've faced so far. So really want to highlight him. He'll be the main factor. The offense will come and go as he goes for Christian Heritage on Friday night. I think that'll be a key point for the coaching staff this week, something to watch. And like I said, he's balanced. He's not going to beat us with necessarily just his legs or just his arm. It's going to be a balanced attack from Christian Heritage. So Carter Triplett, watch out for him this Friday. And we'll try to detail a couple more for you during the pregame show on Friday night.
Yeah, we'll definitely have more insight when it comes Friday night. But I think the big takeaway for fans, expect a very good matchup between the Dragons and the Lions come Friday. But I think it's a great opportunity for Pickens to get back on the winning side of things. This is a team we beat last year. I think they're having a very rough start thus far at 0-3. Things are a little different. I think you could probably categorize it as rebuilding for the program. But not a team to underestimate either. And again, the first game on the road this year for the Dragons. So we'll see how things turn out. We will, of course, have coverage for you as we do every Friday night on 93.7 and 98.1 FM, streaming online. So be sure to tune in starting at 7 p.m. with the Northside pregame show and 7:30 kickoff on the road in Dalton. Jess and myself will be making the trip. We want to thank and recognize very quickly our sponsors that make our coverage of Dragon football possible: Piedmont Mountainside Hospital, Culver's of Jasper, Community Bank of Pickens County, Northside Hospital, Jape Services, ETC, Alpha Insurance Bill Lawrence Agency, Pickens County Recycling, Pueblo Cantina, and J.L. Weaver Law Firm. Want to thank all them for, again, making our coverage possible. We will be on the road Friday night in Dalton when the Pickens Dragons take on the Christian Heritage Lions. Be sure to tune in. We'll see you Friday night.